Here's a puzzle that should make us rethink everything we know about success. U.S. presidents are, on average, 7 years younger than senators when they take office, despite the presidency being the higher position. Most presidents spent just 7 years in elected office before reaching the White House, and 5 never held elected office at all. Meanwhile, senators and representatives spend decades climbing political ladders, yet rarely reach the top. What's happening here? The answer reveals a pattern that appears everywhere from Silicon Valley to Hollywood. The most successful people don't patiently climb ladders, they hack them. They're not rule breakers, but pattern recognizers who understand that conventional paths often lead to conventional results. Think about Mormon college students playing bigger or better, starting with a toothpick and trading door to door until they've acquired stereos or bikes. Their success comes from recognizing when one path becomes inefficient and making lateral moves to more promising opportunities. This same pattern appears in companies that revolutionize industries. Nintendo began printing playing cards before transforming gaming, while Apple pivoted from computers to music and phones. Research confirms that startups willing to pivot raise 2.5 times more money and grow users 3.6 times faster than those stubbornly sticking to original plans. Understanding how innovators compress decades of progress into years isn't just fascinating, it's essential for anyone who refuses to wait their turn. Presidential history reveals the power of unconventional paths. Andrew Johnson spent 35 years climbing the political ladder, mayor, state representative, senator, governor, vice president, yet became one of America's worst presidents, stubborn and unable to adapt. Meanwhile, all 10 top-rated presidents were ladder hackers who proved leadership through diverse experiences, applying the Sinatra principle. If they could succeed in military, business, or universities, they could handle the presidency. Career politicians get trapped in congressional hierarchy, while successful presidents think like entrepreneurs, creating meritocracy rather than waiting for permission. When London's Great Ormond Street Hospital faced alarming child mortality during patient transfers, doctors found inspiration from Ferrari's Formula One pit crew, reducing handover errors by 66%. The fastest path to mastery requires seeking wisdom from unexpected places and lateral connections rather than vertical advancement. In 1996, Jimmy Fallon auditioned for SNL with a troll doll but wasn't selected. 2 years later, he returned transformed. His manager had arranged brutal stand-up performances to toughen him and made him rehearse impressions with her back turned. If she couldn't recognize his characters without seeing him, they were cut. This time, he got the job. History reveals a pattern. Socrates mentored Plato, who mentored Aristotle, who mentored Alexander the Great. Research confirms mentored chess students improve ratings by 168 points, and mentored entrepreneurs raise 7 times more capital. Yet formal programs produce minimal benefits. Organic mentorships significantly improve outcomes. The most effective mentors are invested in your success, show vulnerability, and deliver difficult truths. Mentorship doesn't require proximity. Jay-Z describes finding fathers on wax and on the streets and in history. Fallon's success came partly from obsessively studying comedians he'd never met. Modern communication gives unprecedented access to study masters through books, videos, and autobiographies, turning distant figures into personal teachers. When Eli Pizer launched Upworthy, their curated stories about inequality went unnoticed, while BuzzFeed's 33 Animals Who Are Extremely Disappointed in You got 2 million views. The breakthrough came from studying the Second City Comedy School, where performers test material through weekly unscripted improv, creating an environment where they can fail without failing. Research on cardiac surgeons learning a new bypass technique revealed something counterintuitive. Surgeons who failed blamed bad luck or unstable patients and performed worse subsequently. However, surgeons who observed colleagues' failures significantly improved. When watching others fail, we blame their abilities or effort, making their mistakes valuable learning opportunities. Upworthy applied this by testing 75 headline variations for Zachary Sobiech's story, a 14-year-old with terminal cancer who decided to get out there and do some crazy stuff. The winning headline increased views by 116%, ultimately reaching over 10 million viewers. Like Second City, Upworthy transformed potential failures into data points. Success comes from creating spaces where we can fail safely, rapidly, and with minimal consequences, turning each small failure into feedback that accelerates learning. David Heinemeier Hansson compressed 5 to 7 years of racing progression into 18 months by understanding platform advantages, whether racing tires that perform better in changing conditions or technology tools that amplify human capability. His philosophy of hating unnecessary work helps him achieve dramatically more with less effort. In 2010, Dr. Tony Wagner discovered why Finland's education system consistently topped international tests despite less school time and homework. Finland elevated teaching to a prestigious profession, requiring master's degrees, selecting only 10% of applicants. Better-trained teachers taught children how to learn rather than what to memorize, going deep in fewer subjects, mirroring physicist Freeman Dyson's argument for teaching kids to use tools that do math for them. 16-year-old Sonny Moore escaped his troubled life by connecting with a punk rock band through MySpace. His exceptional vocal range landed him the lead singer position in From First to Last, capitalizing on two emerging waves, screamo music and social networking, to build a massive following that attracted major labels. Here's a surprising truth. The first mover advantage is largely a myth. A 1993 study revealed 47% of first movers failed, with only 11% maintaining market leadership. Early followers enjoyed just 8% failure rates, with 53% becoming market leaders. Google, Facebook, and Microsoft all succeeded as fast followers. After From First to Last disbanded, Sonny Moore found himself in an LA warehouse with just a laptop. Leveraging digital recording technology, he created electronic music as Skrillex. Though not a pioneer in screamo or dubstep, he strategically caught the second, more powerful wave in both genres, ultimately winning 6 Grammy Awards. J.J. Abrams operates from a mysterious National Typewriter Company building in Santa Monica. After 9 failed screenplays, he broke through by collaborating with well-connected Jill Mazursky. Unlike typical Hollywood networkers, Abrams continued co-writing and co-directing after achieving success, helping less-known talents rise. Wharton professor Adam Grant identifies him as a giver. His willingness to share credit attracts top talent and accelerates his career. In 2006, Aaron Patzer founded Mint Software to simplify personal finances. Instead of spending on advertising, Mint became a media company, teaching financial literacy through helpful blog content and infographics. By helping people understand money management, Mint built relationships with 1.5 million users who discovered them through the blog. In December 1956, Fidel Castro's revolutionaries landed in Cuba to spark an uprising against dictator Fulgencio Batista. Ambushed immediately, only Castro, his brother Raul, and a dozen others escaped to the mountains. They taught peasants to read, farm, and defend themselves while Radio Rebel Day broadcast truthful news. By actively improving villagers' lives, the revolutionaries built trust that led to their success. Whether through Abrams' collaborations, Mint's helpful content, or Castro's educational initiatives, giving proves the timeless path for harnessing connections and creating opportunity. In January 2010, Paul Bear Vasquez posted a home video of his emotional reaction to Double Rainbows. 6 months later, Jimmy Kimmel's endorsement sparked viral success. That same month, Michelle Phan's Lady Gaga makeup tutorial went viral with comparable views. Their paths diverged dramatically. Vasquez posted 1,300 more videos trying to recapture his success, but was largely ignored. Phan became the second most watched female YouTuber with 800 million views, securing deals with Lancome, founding Ipsy.com, and creating her own Sephora cosmetics line. Harvard research revealed that a sense of progress, even minor victories, is psychologically more powerful than the magnitude of success itself. Rapid success without momentum is like being lifted to grab an Olympic ring but getting stuck in one spot. The Oreo dunk in the dark tweet during the 2013 Super Bowl blackout demonstrates momentum-building brilliance. Though reaching only 35,000 people directly, Oreo's agency contacted bloggers with stats, generating articles that larger publications covered, making perception of success more important than actual reach. Phan grew up in a struggling Vietnamese immigrant family. After years of blogging, her uncle's support enabled her to attend Ringling College, where a free MacBook with webcam transformed her tutorials into YouTube videos. Unlike other viral sensations, Phan's backlog of quality content sustained momentum, transforming temporary attention into lasting success.